And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. Despite outcry from hundreds of doctors, nurses, and even the director of his own health department, Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum announced via Facebook on Tuesday that he will not attempt to block President Trump's campaign rally this weekend. Dr. Jabron Pasha of OU Medical Center in Tulsa drafted a letter signed by healthcare providers across Oklahoma calling on Bynum to act. He says the rally will almost certainly cause new deaths, given the current major increase in infections here.
Really, to simplify things, it's hard to imagine that there are not going to be lives lost directly related to 19,000 plus people gathering in a closed space.
Dr. Jill Wenger works in the ICU at Ascension St. John Medical Center. She signed the letter because she doesn't want her hospital to be pushed to its limits like earlier on in the pandemic.
I know we'll rise to the occasion, but it was really awful during the peak here. It was scary. And talking to patients' families on the phone every day was heartbreaking.
Dr. Bruce Dart, director of the Tulsa Health Department, says the rally is dangerous.
I've asked that this event Saturday be postponed until it's safe to do it. It's not safe to do it right now. It hurts my heart to think about the aftermath of what's going to happen.
In his Facebook statement, Bynum said that he is anxious about the rally, but that ultimately, quote, each person knows best how to manage your individual risk, end quote. Oklahoma has set another record for COVID-19 cases, with 228 new infections reported on Tuesday. Dr. Dale Bratzler of OU Medicine says the surge is not because testing has increased. Those numbers have remained steady. It's because more people are testing positive. Bratzler says the state still meets federal hospital bed and equipment availability criteria for reopening, but
where we don't meet the criteria now are the fact that we have a rising number of new cases. So we went from 70 a day 2 weeks ago up to 170 a day based on the current daily averages. And the percentage of tests that are being done that are positive has gone up.
Tulsa County is at the forefront of the state's spike in cases, surging from 1,200 to more than 1,700 in just the last week. Chris Polanski, KWGS News.